to our college students who are home and to our visitors, for the last 2 weeks, we have been focusing on mercy and on the door of mercy. 2 weeks ago at all the masses, we talked about God's mercy given to us, that the doors of God's mercy are always wide open. And Pope Francis inaugurated a whole year of mercy. And then these last days, he's been opening holy doors all throughout Rome. St. Peter's Basilica, some basilicas outside of the Vatican. He even opened doors to a shelter so that the poor too could know of God's mercy. And he's been inviting us to walk through those doors. In addition to the doors in Rome, every bishop all throughout the world in every cathedral has opened these holy doors. And the Holy Father hopes we walk through physically, but also spiritually, and open ourselves up to the mercy of God. Last week, we talked about mercy given. Once mercy is received, the invitation is to give mercy, to lift up and remove the barrier or the obstacle of another, particularly if that obstacle is an obstacle to God's grace. After you left and after I prepared for tonight, I ran across an article that, and the author said something that just kind of jumped out at me. Here's what the author said. He said, some people do works of mercy, but they're actually not acting merciful. I never thought of that before, that it's possible to do acts of mercy, but at the same time not show mercy. If I do a merciful act because everybody else is doing it, it's an empty gesture. I'm not showing mercy. If I'm doing something merciful because it feels good, and I hear a lot of people say that, well, I do these things because it always feels good on the inside. Delightful feelings, pleasant feelings are important, but that's not mercy. Or if I do it because merciful things are just good things to do, well, it's commendable, but it's not mercy. Throughout the week, I've been praying and studying. How then do we show mercy? Through our actions of mercy. Because that's the invitation. How do we do it? And Mary shows us the way. So I want to focus on her for a few moments. Mary shows us a way. She shows us that mercy is not a concept, not just an idea, not just a behavior or an action, but mercy is love that runs deep and it's great and it is unfailing, and mercy comes in a person. Jesus is the face of God's mercy. And this loving, merciful God found this little girl, this young woman in Nazareth. And he sends Gabriel to her. And Gabriel comes and her whole life is disrupted. Her whole routine is interrupted. Her entire world gets turned upside down. Because Gabriel says, Mary, you have found favor with God. You are going to conceive the Son of God within you. And Mary says, okay. She says, let it be done as the Father says. I wonder what that was really like for Mary. We romanticize that annunciation that Luke portrays for us, and that's a good thing to do. But I sometimes wonder what it was really like. What was it like to go to your mom and dad and say, I'm pregnant, I'm single, and by the way, the Father's God himself? What did mom and dad say? I wonder if she worried at all about how it would appear to everybody else. Single woman, women being pregnant in that day was worse than it is today. Wonder if she worried about what Joseph was going to say and do. We don't know because we weren't there. But what we do know is that she trusts. She trusts in the Lord. Let it be done according to your will. Bishop Robert Barron wrote something interesting. He said, when Mary began to trust in God, something deeper happened. When she said yes, she said, Lord, I am going to let you write the story of my life. He called it a theodrama, the drama of God Himself. Every novel we read, every movie we go to, every TV show we watch is written by somebody, but it's a human being. Bishop Barron said, you know, in our culture today, we're told a lot that we can write the story of our own lives. We can be the author, the producer, and the lead actor or actress. He said, Mary gave all of that up. And she says, God, I'm going to let you write the story, and I'll play the part you want me to play. When she did that, God became enwombed within her. She carried God within her. And once she said yes, once she said, Lord, you write the story of my life, all of a sudden, God's plan for her became very clear. And Luke says she goes in haste to go see Elizabeth. Goes in haste. Her mission is clear. She is to bring the Messiah to others. What she carries within her, she is to bring to another. And Elizabeth is receptive to it. Mary comes and they greet each other. And then John stirs in her womb. John encounters God in Jesus, in Mary, carrying her. What's true with the Blessed Mother is true for all of us. And there is the key, everybody. There's the key, friends. On that first Christmas day, Jesus became accessible to all of us. It's possible for him to dwell in each and every one of us. And he is dwelling in you. Let me explain what I mean. On Monday, I had a meeting in Shakopee, and then I had to go to a funeral down in southern part of the Archdiocese. And in between, I had some time, so I went to the Mall of America and did some shopping. I bought some gifts, and I had some extra time, and I walked into this store, and I had no intention of buying anything. I was just going to look around for a few moments, and I did, and noticed it was time to leave. And as I'm walking out the door, a lady who is a sales lady says, Merry Christmas. And I turned around and I said, thank you. I said, I know that you're instructed to say happy holidays. I just want you to know that greeting Merry Christmas means a great deal to me. And she said, I could tell that about you. Yes, I was dressed as a priest. I hope she saw it on the inside too. I trust that she did. There was a lady who met a monk. She was walking around at an abbey, and she did the same thing. She walked by the monk, and she said, Merry Christmas, Father, expecting the same salutation back. And this monk said this. He said, may Christ be born in you, too. She stopped, and she thought about that odd greeting, she thought. And then on further reflection, she said, no, that's the whole meaning of Christmas. May Christ be born in you. And if he's in you, may he be born anew this year. May he be born anew in the ways you encounter God's love and God's mercy. We are going to encounter God's love and mercy in this Eucharist. The highlight of our time together will be when Jesus comes to you in that sacred host and precious blood. May you encounter Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation when the doors of God's mercy are so wide, Jesus says, come on in. And by the way, everything is forgivable. Everything is forgiven. I hope you experience and encounter God's mercy and reconciliation too. And I know for some of you, it's a little scary. I know for some, you're not quite ready to trust yet. But when you're ready, come. Because those doors of God's mercy are always open. But just like my encounter at the Mall of America, I hope you encounter God's mercy in your encounters with other people. Because he's going to look for ways to come to you through another. And I hope you are aware of that encounter. I hope you are aware of the ways you can receive God's mercy. Number of years ago, a person in authority over my life said something very hurtful, and that hurt hit my heart and stayed there for a long time. I had to forgive that person 70 times 7 a lot of times, and I did, and I thought the hurt had gone away. I honestly did, because the pain was gone, and I thought, okay, I can move on. I was listening to a talk sometime back, maybe 10 years ago or so. Somebody was talking about education and educators and how teachers can be good teachers. And then this speaker said something that touched the hurt. I thought I was healed of all of this. And the speaker had no idea that they were doing it. God was actually doing it. And the wound that was left, he opened up so that his mercy could come. And his mercy has come. There were some effects of that hurt going on in my life that I wasn't aware of. But I became aware, and God's mercy healed it. It's in the past. I know what it's like to receive God's mercy in the encounter with other people. And out of that, we are invited to be merciful. I've taken that hurt and that healing, and I have brought it to the sacrament of reconciliation. As a priest who gets to announce God's forgiveness, I am so intentional and deliberate about announcing his mercy, because I know what it's like to receive it. And I try my hardest to do it when I experience conflict or difficulty or hurt. I look for ways to bring that mercy to others too. I don't share that to make myself look good. I share it just to give you an example of how we can receive and give mercy through the encounters with one another. Somebody whose words I took to prayer this week talked about an encounter they had. You know how when we greet people, we just say, hi, how are you? And we say, fine. We kind of move on. Well, this person one day wasn't fine. Something was going on in their life. They're meeting a lot of people at a social gathering, and somebody comes up and says, hey, John, how are you? Well, I'm fine. The person moved on, and then the person came back. Said, John, how are you really doing? You don't look fine. And John said, all of a sudden, the door of mercy was open. I could receive it from another and then give it to a third. May you be one who gives mercy too. And the mercy that is within can become the mercy that is shared. Mary teaches us that. Elizabeth teaches us that. And so I offer you the greeting that the monk offered the lady at the abbey. May Christ be born in you this Christmas season.